This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All this week, we've been talking about the Brewster Douglas projects in Detroit, created in the 1930s, and the first federally funded housing projects for blacks in the nation. A Michigan radio listener wanted to know just what it was like growing up in the Brewster Douglas projects as part of our news experiment that we call Am I Curious?
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
You ask a question, we hunt down the answer. In the past couple days, Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris has talked with former residents who lived in Brewster Douglas during the heyday. But life in the Detroit projects got much tougher in the 1970s and 80s. And today, we find out just how that affected one woman's life.
Lonnie Love was born and raised in Detroit. She worked on the GM assembly line and later became an electrical engineer. But you might know her as the co-host of the talk show called The Real. You might have seen her as a special guest on The Ellen Show and VH1. These days, she's busy as a stand-up comedian.
People tell you can't make it, don't believe it. Always change your negative to a positive. That's what I do. People tell me I'm fat. I'm not fat. I'm full. You're not ugly. You have a unique look. You're not unemployed. You're on vacation.
Love grew up with her mom and brother in one of the Frederick Douglass apartment towers in the Brewster Projects, in a two-bedroom apartment. She says growing up in the projects was fascinating. Also, bittersweet, especially when it came to what people did or didn't have.
You know, what some people take for granted, like a car or food every day or three meals a day, clothes.
Love says life was also good. There was lots of openness between neighbors. Young people and old people would hang outside in the evenings and socialize in a common area between the buildings. But when crack came into the projects, it caused a big shift, and things became more violent.
At one point, I can remember when crack first came in, either the person used it or a person sold it. And that's why, you know, today a lot of my childhood friends are no longer with me, because most of them were killed because of that crack epidemic.
The story of the Brewster Douglas Projects is so much the story of Detroit. City residents were leaving the city and moving into the suburbs in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And at the same time, there was a shift in creating different kinds of federally funded housing. It moved away from those tall high-rises and instead focused on building townhouses in different neighborhoods. All that meant empty apartments in the projects. Mix that with hard financial times and unemployment and drugs and violence, and you've got the decline of the Brewster Douglas Projects and some tough living. Comedian Lonnie Love says there's a direct link between her childhood in the projects and working as a comedian, which she calls a hostile and aggressive occupation.
Growing up in the Brewster Project, you had to be kind of aggressive, and you had to be tough. You had to have that nitty-gritty toughness. So I think growing up in the projects prepared me for being like a female, especially being a female stand-up.
She says as a comic, you've got to be both tough and funny, and you have to see the lighter side of life. Love says her childhood makes her appreciate what she's got now.
You know, today the way I live, it's like I have money, I'm successful, I got an education. You know, if I'm having a bad day, I go, you know, I could survive a bad day because I grew up in the Brewster Project.
She says if she could do it all over again and pick the place she grew up in, she'd still pick the Brewster Douglas Projects. Because Love says that experience made her into who she is today. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris,